Track 3 and our headline stories. Prisons still impacted by national pressures. Volunteers checking conditions at Channingswood Prison have criticised successive government ministers for continued failings in the prison system. The Independent Monitoring Board, which has just published its annual report, says the Category C prison near Ogwell continues to be impacted by national pressures. They say this has affected delivery of critical functions intended to reduce reoffending. Overcrowding, the report says, regularly adds strain to a system already under pressure, at times preventing it from fulfilling the necessary functions of a training and resettlement prison. That staff can generally cope with a range of challenges, including a huge inflow and outflow of prisoners caused by the closure of HMP Dartmoor, is described by board members as commendable. But the report goes on to note that the prisoners still serving the long abolished imprisonment for public protection, known as IPP sentences, experience hopelessness, frustration, and for many, poor mental health. They face great difficulty progressing towards release and, in the board's opinion, a resentencing exercise rejected by prison ministers remains vital. The inability to deal locally with the repairs backlog to the ageing infrastructure, particularly to roofing, workshops and essential equipment, continues to adversely affect prisoners' decency, access to purposeful activity and the overall operation of the prison. The report says managers at local level are not empowered and often lack the resources to deal with this. Missing or lost personal property has become a running sore, according to the board, which says there seems to be neither the will nor the ability to find an effective cure. However, despite the concerns identified in the report, the board has observed managers and staff striving to maintain a safe environment for prisoners, especially those presenting with challenging behaviour. In a recent survey, 87% of prisoners said they felt safe all or most of the time. IMB member Robert Jordan said, year after year, the board has asked the same questions of ministers and the prison service. Why is the prison service incapable of accurately accounting for, storing and moving prisoners' property? Why are managers at local level not empowered to maintain their own estate and obliged to wait years for external contractors to get on with essential maintenance? Why is the government prepared to tolerate legacy IPP sentences without providing effective support for prisoners to move towards release? It is the board's view that these sentences are inhumane. Why has so little been done to address the basic decency needs of elderly prisoners? These questions will not be new to managers and staff at HMP Channingswood. They know, given the right level of support and resources, prisoners could be better prepared for release and their risk of reoffending reduced. This is not a finger-pointing exercise, but if it was, that finger would be pointed at a procession of prison ministers and justice secretaries who, with a very few honourable exceptions, sat on their hands and waited for the next reshuffle. Independent monitoring boards are made up of unpaid volunteers operating in every prison in England and Wales and every immigration detention facility across the UK.
Rowers complete their epic Atlantic crossing. A Tynmouth man has rowed 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean and completed the world's toughest row. Tim Cox, a water sports instructor from Tynmouth and friend Andy Purvis, arrived in English Harbour, Antigua, on January the 29th after 49 days, 8 hours and 53 minutes at sea. As Tim steered and Andy rowed the last few metres before lifting flares in celebration, the emotion was clear to see on their faces. Tim and Andy, left the Canary Islands on December the 11th and were the 24th team to reach the finish line in Antigua. The pair endured tough seas and even survived their 7.3-metre fiberglass boat capsizing, sending Andy overboard to complete the epic feat. On the fourth day, we capsized. That says it all, really. But we got back up and went on from that, said Andy. I couldn't have asked for a better guy to be with. Tim and Andy were finally reunited with their loved ones on what would have been Tim's father's birthday. Tim's father passed away just a couple of weeks before the start of the challenge. Everyone's story is different, Tim said, but it's been absolutely fantastic. Tim, who runs the Sea Sports Southwest with his wife, has been working with the world's toughest row since 2012 to train participants and provide weather routing services. So it was only a matter of time before he was tempted to actually take part. Andy was supposed to take part in the 2023 challenge, but his partner pulled out just before the event was due to start. Having met Tim on a safety training course, he was an obvious candidate to be his new partner. More people have climbed Everest than rode the Atlantic. Not only have Tim and Andy managed the Herculean effort of rowing 3,000 miles, they have also raised over £20,000 for their chosen charities, Dementia UK and Abigail's Footsteps. The pair hope to increase this total even further. Tim lost his father-in-law to dementia last year, and Andy lost both his grandfather and his mother to the condition. Donations can be made via the Almighty Mates website. Tim and Andy had said that they were mostly looking forward to a hot bath and a decent sleep on arrival. However, the tropical heat of Antigua and the excitement of completing the once-in-a-lifetime challenge might have shifted their priorities now they have reached dry land. There are some photographs showing the culmination of their journey, with what looks like beautiful blue waters in a very calm condition at this point, but also celebrating, waving the Union Jack and holding aloft the flares of celebration.
Water Company finishes testing ahead of scheme. Ground testing work on the lawn in Dawlish has been completed by South West Water ahead of its major scheme to improve water quality. Engineers have been in action across large parts of the town's green space for the last few months. Now contractors are clearing up the site, having finished testing the initial part of the multi-million pound scheme to improve storm flows and sewage pollution in Dawlish. A spokesman for South West Water confirmed the team carrying out ground investigations had completed their tests. Drill testing has been ongoing on the lawn, where a new storage tank is expected to be situated underground to store wastewater at times of peak rainfall. Exploratory work has also taken place in Sandy Lane. The first part of the project, which has just been completed, was to determine ground conditions. The results of the test will be used to plan the surface water separation works and the storage tank work. The wider scheme is aimed at tackling problems of insufficient capacity in Dawlish due to rapid growth, with additional homes being built along with climate change, creating more pressure on the system. South West Water has come under increasing criticism for using storm overflows, which discharge wastewater direct into rivers and the sea. Unveiled in October, the scheme is part of a £2.8 billion five-year investment programme. The testing will help design a tailor-made solution to best meet the town's needs while minimising disruption as much as possible. The exploratory drilling was to give a better idea of the most suitable construction method and a clearer timetable for the project, which involves constructing a separate drainage system for rainwater to reduce reliance on storm overflows. A second underground storage tank is proposed at Sandy Lane. Both will be up to 45 metres deep, and there will be associated pipework along the main streets in Dawlish, including High Street, Exeter Road, The Strand, Brunswick Street and Sandy Lane. Fixing problems where surface water is wrongly seeping into pipework, putting additional strain on the network, is also part of the plans. Work on the huge scheme is likely to take more than 12 months and is expected to cause major disruption to the town. South West Water Head of Programme Delivery, Mark Rance, said previously, "With an increasing population and increasing heavy storm weather events, Dawlish needs to be supported. This project will improve the bathing water quality and reduce the number of storm overflow events. This is a short-term development which will improve bathing water quality and make Dawlish more attractive to tourists."